Craig Kasberg, the founder of Tidal Vision, pulls out a wallet from his back pocket. It's a muted jade color, shiny, with a slightly bumpy texture.
It's much different than what you see when you throw a skin away in the garbage when you're cooking up your dinner or something.
The wallet is sewn entirely from salmon skin, sourced from a processor in Kodiak. But right about now, you're probably wondering...
Smells like heaven. I would say it smells quite similar to any vegetable tanned leather.
So no fishy smell.
No fishy smell at all.
Nope, no fishy smell. I confirm.
The skin has gone through a 24-step process that dries it out until it turns into leather. The material doesn't stink because the fish oils have all been removed.
And then we replace them with all natural vegetable-based tanning oils.
Kasberg owns a gill netter and has been commercial fishing in Southeast Alaska for almost a decade. He recently sold his commercial fishing license to help fund Tidal Vision. The wallets are being sewn at a tannery in Washington State. His partner, Zach Wilkinson, has a background in economic development and agriculture. He says the ag industry already uses animal byproducts to make high-end items like shoes and handbags. Why not Alaska fisheries?
Clearly, this stuff is valuable and useful, and we can be doing something with it.
Some seafood processors sell for pet food, vitamin supplements, and fish meal.
What I'm particularly excited about is kind of moving those things up the value chain and producing higher value products.
Another item that Tidal Vision plans to roll out is clothing made from chitosan. It's extracted from crab shells. The fabric is antimicrobial, so perfect for socks, underwear, or sweaty gym shirts.
We're still going to recommend you wash your clothes, but as far as odor goes, you won't have to.
Stripping away chitosan from crab shells isn't new. It's usually done with formaldehyde, but the company has a patent-pending method to do it in a greener, more environmentally friendly way. They're hoping to eventually expand the product into bandages and medical supplies.
The sutures that dissolve into your bloodstream are commonly made out of chitosan.
If the product takes off, Kasberg says the business could add an overall boost to revenue for fish processors in Alaska. He would be giving them $1 per pound for the skins, which he says is 90% more than fish meal manufacturers pay. And that money could trickle down to commercial fishermen who supply the processors.
That would increase our price. That would increase the money that we would be getting on our end.
Juneau fisherman Anthony Sine owns a boat called the Fortune and is preparing for the upcoming gillnet season. He says the price of seafood can fluctuate. Other revenue streams could provide more stability.
It greases the wheels, you know. Our seasons are short, especially the salmon season. Being able to get a little bit more money for my products strengthens my business, for sure.
Alaska has a long history with fish leather. Native people used it for its durability. It was marketed to tourists and fashion houses in the 1990s, until those ventures fizzled. Kasberg says the biggest hurdle is convincing consumers byproducts are cool.
Yeah, rebranding, you know, fish waste. When people think of fish waste, you know, I think they almost plug their nose in the reaction. And so when people haven't seen it, felt it, smelt it, I think there is a challenge there.
Kasberg believes the proof will be in Tidal Vision's quality goods. They're starting with wallets and plan to roll out one item at a time. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.